And so here we are with podcast number 3 for International Festival and Event Environments, Spring 2017. And as we get into the final slab of slides in my big review lecture, we get to this theme of neoliberalism. And there's the opening couple of quotations that I used in terms of a bit of a definition. But then when we get into the sources, the way I presented it was to put it as a sort of a response to some of the more mainstream literature that crops up in festival and event management sources. And then in as a critique of that, as a juxtaposition of that, we had a couple of contributions from Foley et al. And then from Rogic. In fact, Rogic presents a couple of interesting pieces of literature to this, shall we say. If you like the theme of neoliberalism, not necessarily as a concept, and I'm not saying, you know, where do you morally stand on the whole point of on the whole theme of neoliberalism, but if you think that as a angle on events and festivals it's an interesting debate to be had, then that's great. I mean, I think that to some extent it's an alternative view on stuff that we already know. It is a perspective that says it's about time we were more critical about this. It's about time we really got to grips with the fact that not all event problems can be just managed away, that they're just operational logistical issues. No, but I mean, what the neoliberal argument says is that the fundamental basis on which a lot of these festivals and events are built has problems associated with it. And maybe the biggest of events are the ones which have the biggest of the problems, but even so, at a smaller level, you know, is it right that we develop projects which are essentially public sector projects, but that we deliver it through an organisation that is primarily private sector, or at least kind of publicly owned, but operating more like a private company? So that's what you see with things like culture companies that get set up to run particular projects. Perhaps that's what we see with some of the government agencies as well. Being arm's length means that they, from government, can be a great thing in terms of not being swayed by politicians, not having to respond to changing political moods. But it can also mean less accountability. It can mean the potential for, well, either corruption or just not really being able to understand fully what the priorities and the working assumptions are of particular organisations. There's a lot to be discussed there, and the literature does tap into quite a lot of it. I remember partly presenting the neoliberalism slides by saying, well, you know, does this mean essentially that Rogic is quite an angry man? And, you know, I've had a couple of students say that to me. But I think my suggestion would be, well, look, he's got something to say, and there's points in here, there's ideas and there's concepts which are valuable to us in terms of at the end of our study, at the end of this module, perhaps towards the end of your degree, you know, think about the development of events and festivals, not just as an unbroken story of success and positive impacts, but the fact that when people's lives are affected, perhaps for the negative, if particular interest groups just don't get to have a say, and yet they are perhaps the ones most affected by festivals and events on their doorstep, what really does that mean? Does that mean that we should just accept that that's the way it is, that there's high stakes events here, and if we want the benefits, then we're just going to have to ask people to suck it up and live with it? Or, you know, is this an opportunity to deliver a more effective, more balanced, more nuanced, more, I don't know, cohesive or collective approach to the development of festivals and events? The authors, some of them, seem to kind of suggest that that is where they would like to see things go. And that is definitely something that sounds more conducive to an inclusive approach to events and festivals. My review slides finish with the five city types that come from Richardson Palmer. Now, to some extent, these are, you know, they're where we came in, so they might as well be where we went out. The detail is useful, I think. The detail gives us some ideas. The fact that, you know, there is different examples mentioned is useful. But whether or not, you know, you like what they say, just the concept the fact that not all cities are the same, I think is reason enough to bring this in here. The fact that the way in which a city has developed, the way in which its different aspects of its economy have developed and its people and its international links, part of the value of us recognising the variety of cities out there is that we recognise that events and festivals have a different job to play in different places. I think we also recognise that not all people are the same, that different people have different variety of priorities. And that, you know, again, that comes down to what is it that we're trying to achieve with our events and our festivals. I think the power of events is something to behold when it all comes together, when it all works. But part of our module, part of our ambition is to ask the question, what happens when it doesn't all fit together? What happens when some people don't kind of able to take advantage of events? So yes, we can work with the material that we have. We can work with the ideas and the information and the research we do for the coursework, and we can piece together, hopefully, a broad understanding of events and their strategic development within their environments, within their social environment, which ultimately, hopefully, tells us something about society, something about the world, and something about what we can do with events and festivals to both disrupt and reflect it. I'm looking forward to reading your work. I hope that as you head towards this exam, you feel that there is an opportunity there to give your all, to say something about festivals and events, and to you know, perhaps use this as one of the last opportunities you may get for a while to have a really deep, methodical think about what this all might mean. All the best for everything that's left in the module for you, and I will speak to you.